This new affordable rental housing project that they're working on for the Deer Lane area in Banff right now. A couple things I really like about this project. First of all, the timelines on it. They got the land from Parks Canada at the end of December. They've already done the scope of work at council this past Monday that'll go out for request for proposal, and they actually hope to have expenditures approved by June, which for a big project like this is a pretty quick turnaround.
Absolutely right, Rob. Yeah. I mean, we're talking a multi-million dollar housing development with a pro forma plan to cover all the costs of said construction through rental rates.
And something that Banff Council talked about on Monday that I think is a really interesting way of keeping costs down is optional parking and optional extra storage. Now, instead of having every unit have a parking spot, which is great if you have a car, but what if you just want to bike everywhere in Banff or if you want to ride the bus? Same with extra storage. Some people are not pack rats like I am. They can live with very small amount of possessions. They don't need that sort of thing. Some people do. So they're basically saying, okay, you want a parking spot? You want extra storage? That's great. We have them available. It'll cost you a little bit extra. If you don't, here's a way to keep your costs affordable and those rental fees even lower. That's a really innovative idea, I think.
This is a way to create housing that fits the need of the person who would be renting it. Developing parking is a big added cost to any housing development. And we also know that in the town of Banff, some think that there's less of a need of parking, especially for this type of housing for people who are employed, because not everybody arrives in Banff or lives in Banff with a vehicle. And it would be interesting to see how this actually turns out, if there is a parking shortage or if it works perfectly to meet the needs of the person who actually is renting it instead of having it as a standard. Why do we have these housing and development standards? Why don't we question them and how we build things?
It's still very early in the process, but I really like where things are going so far.